We're talking to Rosie on the house. It's a network that connects us here. So lift up your cups and raise a toast.
We're a bunch of crazy guys.
He's the host with the most. And here's what we need. Give the man a big old cage of cheers.
Well, that's from a recording we made Thursday night at a party. We had a couple hundred of our closest friends that we were at the Museum of Musical Instruments, and we were celebrating the commemoration of our 30th year broadcast. So those were just a couple crazy guys from KTAR.
Hit of the party, I must say.
Jim Knapp and Ryan Hatch. If you'd like to book them, you'll have to contact our agency, RosieOnTheHouse.com, for all future engagements.
We'll have to. You can see that entire video. We put it on our Facebook. It's a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, I'm here with Tom Riley from Renovations, our Rosie Certified Design Build Remodeling Contractor in the Prescott area. And we're here taking calls. If you've got a project you'd like to tackle before the holidays, 1-888-767-4348 will put you right in touch with me and Tom. And I understand we have Barbara with a call on a particular project. Can we bring Barbara into the conversation? Apparently not.
Oh.
We'll get her back on the line.
All right. Apparently there was an issue where her front door wouldn't open. So there's several questions I've got to ask about that. But Tom, you and I were talking just before the break about the tremendous labor shortage and what we're going to have as that continues to move forward. It doesn't have a good short-term solution to it. As we're looking forward to in the short term and the midterm, it's really only going to get worse, because I don't know how busy you are, but I'm asking people right now to wait as long as 6 weeks to see me for the first appointment. I mean, it's crazy right now.
Well, crazy is good. And yeah, we're just as crazy too. But locally, what we're trying to do, I'm working with the Yavapai County Contractors Association and the executive director there, Sandy Griffiths, and we are trying to work with the local college, community college, to reestablish some of their vocational training programs. We also want to talk with the local unified school districts and see if we can't get some shop, remember shop?
Oh, I do.
Yes.
Yeah. I do.
You know, the shop doesn't exist anymore. Well, let's get shop back in there. And it's a culture that we're trying to change. We're trying to change the thinking that, and I'm just as guilty as everybody else, that if you want to have a good job, you got to go to college. Well, it ain't so. And if you want to have a good job, there's lots of jobs out there. I tell the parable of two students graduating high school same year. One has a college track. The other one gets into the trades. 4 years later down the road, the one with the college track is probably about $70,000 to $80,000 in debt. Maybe they can get a job in their field. The other one has worked his way through an apprenticeship program, is probably at a journeyman level now, and is probably making $50,000 to $60,000 a year and has no debt.
Yeah. I've got several job descriptions that our Rosie on the House vendors are sending me from around the state saying, Rosie, if there's any way you could fill this spot or this spot. And I'm looking at one right now for one of our remodeling contractors that actually works on foundation repair, and he actually works all across the state. But for anyone with an experienced project manager experience, this is a position that's going to put you in a company vehicle. Of course, you're going to have all the benefits. And I'm talking, we're putting somebody in the position at almost six figures.
Yeah, that's, you can make good money in this industry.
And see the country and work with your hands and meet some of the greatest people. I tell people all the time, people want to know, what's the thing you like about remodeling? Well, one of the things I like about remodeling is I've been in the homes of celebrities. I've been in the homes of professional athletes. I've been in the homes of Fortune 100 CEOs and CEOs, CFOs, and just getting to know these people on a first-name basis. I mean, you're basically moving in with them for the duration of the project. And these are some of the greatest people. I've learned some of my greatest lessons just from some of my greatest clients.
Well, we learn a lot from our clients, so we really enjoy it, the meeting all kinds of people up and down. We have you know, a guild quality.
Yeah.
And we've been members of that now for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is we have all of our clients go through Guild Quality, and they get to talk about us, and we get to listen. And right now we're running at about a 97% to 98% success.
And what I want to do is I want to introduce the Roselle Knowles listeners to the concept of Guild Quality, because there are a lot of referral networks out there that have the opportunity to post testimonies. But this is the Rosie on the House testimonies through Guild Quality are truly, they're authenticated, and they're third party. So unlike other unnamed referral directories that can manipulate the testimonies or move them around or diminish the bad ones and raise up the good ones, that doesn't happen at Rosie on the House. So Guild Quality is going to be that level, that standard of testing that we're going to submit every Rosie on the House partner to throughout the state of Arizona. So y'all watched Arizona Homeowners for the Guild Quality
standard. And with that, like Tom mentioned, if he listens back. So you get to hear about maybe what could be improved on, and we get to see those as well. So it just helps us all to be accountable for good customer service.
We're here at Rosie on the House. We've got a couple callers online. We're broadcasting remotely, so we had one small technical difficulty. But when we get back, Tom Riley of Renovations and myself, Rosie, will take calls at 1-888-767-4348. And as well, talk about other challenges of the home remodeling industry that you, the Arizona homeowner, need to be aware of.